BBC, Holby City, starring Harry Dillon as Michael, Bob Barrett as Sasha, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, and Jing Lucy as Tara. The Devil Will Come by Fiona Peake. Previously.
George Binns, is it business manager for surgery?
Present and correct. I will sniff out every last saving possible.
Well, it's over, your non-referral scheme. I've got no more space, and I have an op that has been waiting since this morning.
If we did a regular CT, we'd know exactly where we are with it. I get to keep my job, and you get to keep a decent F1.
I just can't get a handle on you.
Ollie, wait.
If the tumor becomes active?
Then I walk away.
This is an emergency.
I can't take any patients from AAU.
A phone's display shows 15 missed calls from AAU. Michael walks into the unit and is confronted by a scene of complete chaos.
Michael, thank God.
Quickly.
All right, Levy, message received. What's the problem?
Okay, well, we're currently running at full capacity.
Of course we are.
We have ruptured appendix in the side room. Louisa, sergeant, non-specific abdomen. Six patients pending surgery, every bed full. In for observation, possible head injury. This is John Price, abscess, waiting on a drain. And I've had to put a temporary hold on all the referrals from the ED.
What?
I know. Right. Bed 8, possible cholecystitis, waiting for an ultrasound, all backed up. Bed 5, pancreatitis, due in theatre 10 minutes ago. Diverticulitis.
Leave, whoa. Slow down.
Sorry, I'm just... It's just really good to see you.
All right.
You know, I thought you'd be at that meeting.
What meeting?
Well, the memo. From Hansen.
Michael,
what are you doing? Michael Spence!
Michael stops in his tracks and turns.
You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, you're right, come on. And where the hell is Eddie?
Do you know how much grief I'm
going
to get for being this late?
Hey, McKee, what time do you call this?
Oh, it hurts. Thank you.
Yep.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
We're not going in together.
No, see, I don't mind people knowing.
Well, see, I do. If you'd just set the alarm like I asked you to.
Okay, no, okay. I'll toss you for it. Heads, I get the flak. Tails, you do.
Max flips a coin.
Best of three.
He tosses the car keys to Eddie
Max.
And gets out.
Max!
Crashed out in the on-call room, Tara's woken by an alarm clock. Scattered beside her are notes and scans. She kills the alarm, quickly grabs her stuff, and hurries out.
Oh!
Tara!
Mr. Hope! I'm sorry, I'm late.
Are you all right? You haven't been here all night.
No. Yes. Well, I just got waylaid by research, but everything's cool. I'm cool.
Look, if you find Jack's regime too much, I can have a quiet word with her or speak with Mr. Hansen.
No. No, really, it's fine. Well, Miss Naylor is on a course today, so everything should be a breeze.
Well, enjoy your respite. Remember, if you do find yourself struggling, let me know.
I will. Thank you.
Tara.
Yeah.
You might want to,
She isn't wearing any shoes.
Right. Yes, of course. Thank you.
On Keller.
Starlight, star bright, the first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might.
Chantel, what are you doing?
Oh, Mr. Malik! A spare for the first person I saw. Where is everyone?
Cheers. Serena's back-to-back ops, Rick's off at some mystery meeting, leaving us to deal with one grumbling gallbladder, one bunion, two hernias and big thrills, one fatty lipoma. Oh, yeah, and HR dropped that in, something about a deadline change. They need it in by Friday.
An application form.
I've not done my CV yet in the interview.
Hey, what are you on about?
Permanent position in Keller.
Seriously? Nice one.
But I'm not ready.
You'll be fine. It's bureaucracy, that's all. They've just got to go through the motions. May I?
It's not as simple as that.
Shanners, trust the Malik. Stop panicking and fill out the form. Okay, FBCs, U's and E's, amylase, LFTs and gluten-safe clotting. Could pull you in for a nice cozy chat. And bingo, Bob's your uncle.
But what if he's not? My uncle, what if they don't give it to me?
Of course they'll give it to you. That's what I'm saying. The internal candidate always gets it.
But there's loads of internal candidates. Pensions, holiday pay, every agency nurse in a hallway will be up for this job.
Malik, Chantel, my office, 15 minutes, please.
And I love it here.
All right, well, I guess you're just going to have to prove that you're the best nurse for the job, then.
So which NHS complaint is it today? Overworked, underpaid, not enough smiley stickers?
I said that I was sorry.
Maybe it's just because Chrissy got picked from the netball team over you.
Whatever.
Max has brought hot drinks.
I see you got away with it without a scratch.
How often are you late, anyway?
Never. Only when I make very bad life choices.
Sasha to Michael.
You can afford to cut us some slack, you know.
What?
Eddie, she's exhausted. We all are. Michael? Michael? Seriously. What's the plan?
We're fine.
This scheme is just not working.
It ends the moment Keller clears its backlog.
Which is when? Next week? Next month? Next year?
All right, I know it's tough, but it's not much longer. So we're gonna hang in there, show we can hack it.
Can I get some help here? This is Susie Harbour. She was admitted this morning.
There's no pulse. It's gonna run her back.
No, nothing. You? Okay, let's get the crash trolley. Where are her notes?
I don't know.
Someone better find them. All right, she's back. Let's hook her up to the monitors, run her blood gases, and let's find her a goddamn bed.
There are no beds. So, like I said, what's the plan?
See, what you're striving for is the perfect balance of longevity, stability, and accuracy. Too little wingspan, you don't catch the glide. Too much, and you crash and burn. As in life, Ollie, it's all about the choices. Ollie.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, whip out your cocktail umbrellas. You're entering a nailer-free zone.
Ah, interesting. You should bring that up, Dr. Valentine.
Jack swung by on the way to St. James's, and she left you
these.
Oh, and
these.
No.
Oh, she's outdone herself this time. 4 pacing wire removals, 10 surgical preparations, audit of data on all those treated for atrial fibrillation in the last 6 months.
It's for Tara.
It's a Jack Naylor to-do list.
I see. Well, with Mo tied up with a transplant all day, I'm taking on Jack's surgical list. What, am I going to rely on you for the pre-ops?
Wait, there's no need. She's asked me to do this.
Tara.
It's fine. I can handle it.
Refills for her espresso machine.
Tara snatches Jack's to-do list from Johnny with a scowl.
Oliver, keep an eye on her, will you?
Regrettable not to see you at this morning's meeting.
Well, we are very busy. Sorry.
Well, what can I do for you, Mr. Spence?
As you know, AAU has gone to great lengths to ensure the smooth running of this non-referral scheme. However, in recent days...
Following the rather precipitous departure of Sister Williams to Keller?
The current system is unsustainable.
You proposing to throw in the towel?
No, that's not what I'm saying. We need more resources.
It seems rather inopportune on the last day of the scheme.
Nice to be kept informed.
Well, Mr. Spence, the purpose of this morning's meeting was to formally announce a new appointment. George Binns, our new business manager of surgery. His primary objective will be the assessment of each ward in terms of cost effectiveness, with the aim of determining how available funds should be distributed across the hospital.
Funds? Okay.
But if you're struggling to make the scheme work at all...
Nope. What's one more day, right?
Good. I think Mr. Binns is aiming to meet with you in about 27 minutes, so I trust AAU will be ready for inspection.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you two will get on famously.
Michael leaves, looking worried. Rick slaps a form down on his desk.
Pre-assessment questionnaire to be completed in time for the ward appraisal. Yet another completely pointless waste of resources.
Mr. Griffin.
Now, boy George is due in at 12. Got no head nurse, only one consultant for the whole floor. Well, he'll just have to take us as he finds us.
I was thinking, if there's anything I can do to take the pressure off extra jobs, you know, the sort of thing that Chrissy would be doing. I could be like super nurse flying in, sorting it all out. Only till she starts, of course. It's just, well, I've decided to apply for the permanent job, and it just seems like the kind of thing.
Okay. Well, if you think you can handle the ward round, make sure everything runs smoothly.
Definitely. No problem. Thank you.
Rick slides the form to Malik.
I have an outpatient clinic.
Malik reluctantly takes it.
Nice one, super nurse.
Right then, let's get cracking. Tools.
So, I have good news, everybody. I've spoken to Hanson and learned that not only is today the final day of the non-referral scheme...
Oh, thank goodness.
But Holby has a new appointment. George Binns, business manager, a.k.a. the money man.
So?
So, in 25 minutes, Mr. Binns will be down here to conduct a ward appraisal. So I need you to pull out all the stops.
I don't get it.
What don't you get?
Well, why are we trying to impress him? Why not just admit that we're struggling?
Mr. Levy, moment of your time.
Hmm?
Imagine yourself as a bank manager. Who are you going to give the loan to? Mr. Levy or me?
Eddie says nothing.
See? Trust me. I speak these people's language. The only way to win is to play the game. So, let's get started. Sorry.
A paper plane hits Tara.
We haven't the lift squad from Leader. We're going to lose her.
Eject.
Oh.
Sorry. You all right?
Fine.
Good. Jack's TOF has arrived. She's had her MRI and she's awaiting assessment. And we've run an echo on the pulmonary valve. So, ready when you are.
Okay.
Tara pulls a thread through the bared torso of an elderly male patient with a vertical scar down his chest.
Right, thank you.
She then hurries to the locker room, takes a packet of caffeine tablets from her locker and downs one with a glug of water. Oliver comes in. She has her back to him and he doesn't notice her teeter woozily.
Tara, you had a chance to sort the angio out for bed 7.
It's okay. I'll sort it.
Wait, Holly, I...
She collapses, taking a locker down with her.
Tara.
She's barely conscious as Oliver crouches over her.
Right, here we go. Susie Harbord, 48, terminal stomach cancer. Collapsed, vomiting blood in the department store. And, look at this. She's a patient in Rick's.
That's unfortunate timing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give her 8 units, run some FPCs. I'm gonna go talk to her. Susie, morning. You remember me?
I thought so. East Coast. South. Florida. Not Miami, though. Jacksonville, maybe?
Your parents are...
Punjabi. Nice party piece. You want to run me through what happened?
All I can remember is throwing up on the Debenham's carpet. That's not the done thing, apparently.
Any vomiting since?
No.
Okay, that's good. Any dizziness, shortness of breath?
No.
Okay. Well, I think that your tumor has developed a bleed, so I'm going to rig you up to this IV.
And what about Mr. Griffin? He's due to remove half of my stomach tomorrow.
Yeah, I've seen.
It's purely for cosmetic purposes. I'm just trying to keep the weight down, that's all.
Well, let's just tackle this bleed first, and let's see what happens.
Mr. Spence?
Yeah?
Palm Beach.
Not even close.
Tara's gathering up her files from the locker room floor.
Endearing as it is, this compulsion to propel yourself into an early grave, maybe it's time you broke the habit. Let me talk to Elliot.
No! No! Thank you for trying to help, but I'm fine. I just skipped breakfast and overdid it a bit, that's all. Please don't tell anyone about this.
Well, take a look at the figures and then get back to me. Yeah, but I need to know pretty soon, okay? This deal's up.
Tara runs into a man who drops his mobile.
Hello, mate, you still there?
Sorry, you can't use that in here.
Just hold on a sec. The percentage of medical devices affected, 4, within a 1 meter radius. So, unless you're fitted with a pacemaker, I don't think we have a problem. Yeah, look, mate, I'll have to call you back. Hi, I'm here to see a Jack Naylor. He's due to perform a PFO on me later. Jay Barboza.
well?
I'm afraid Ms. Naylor isn't available today. Professor Hope, our lead surgeon, will be operating. And until then, I'll be looking after you. Dr. Tarlow, F1.
She's got to be kidding me, right?
Chantel watches Malik examine her glamorous friend.
She looks knackered, don't you think?
No, I don't.
I wouldn't like to.
How long did you say you've been here?
Not long.
Come on, you're practically permanent. She will be soon, in fact.
I'm applying for a permanent job.
Here? Right.
So how do you two know each other?
College.
You're a nurse?
No way. Just the smell of this place makes my stomach turn. No, childcare course until I dropped out.
Jellicle met someone. How is Dean? Are you two still?
An engagement ring.
Out of his bonus. We've postponed it to get the house done. You should see it. Amazing. Wedding's in spring.
And any plans for...?
Yeah, 3 boys, 1 girl. Your faces. I do know you can't plan. I don't care which flavour.
OK, well, we're going to order a scan to make sure there's been no change. And meanwhile, I'll leave you two to reminisce.
So, bagged yourself a cute doctor yet?
Oh, no, I'm not his type. I don't have the right...
Are you serious?
Serious.
In AAU...
I did Susie's obs. She is very weak.
Thank you. All right, beds 3 and 8 just need their meds and then they're free to go, and we are reinstating referrals from the ED.
What if Susie's still bleeding?
Well, we won't know until she's fully transfused.
Well, if so, the partial gastrectomy...
would solve it. I am aware of it.
No more tumour, no more bleed.
What's your point, Sasha?
Well, we should send her up to colour.
A referral?
Yes.
No.
She's Rick's patient. She'd only be a day early for an op she's due to have anyway. I think she's an exception.
We are abiding by the system. There are no...
Excellent. Good, healthy debate between colleagues. Loving it. Sorry, George Binns, business manager. Binns.
Hello.
George. Yes. Sorry. So, who are we talking about?
Jay.
So, Tarlow F1. What's the F stand for?
Foundation. I'm in my first year postgraduate.
I mean, they've only just let you loose on raw humans.
I suppose you could say that.
Great.
Well, let's just hope I don't do anything stupid. Look, I really need you to stop that.
No can do, Tarlow. I've got a trade open.
Tara takes his laptop from him.
Hey!
Right, so, any recent changes? Shortness of breath? Skin discoloration?
No.
Okay, you haven't coughed up any blood? No difficulty passing stools?
No, look, what?
Right, well, everything seems fine. Nurse McConead, I'd like to order FBCs, an echo, ECG, an angiogram, and we'll take it from there.
George is making himself at home in the consultant's office.
I get it. Still differences of opinion. Tricky when some colleagues aren't as quick to get on board as the rest of us.
Look, it's not that Sash is not on board, it's just that he...
You know what I think? Mike. Classic test case. Referral versus non-referral. I monitor its progress over the course of my visit, get to see the scheme in action, judge for myself.
Look, I really think I could find you a more representative, no, better test case.
No. I like this one. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a couple of calls to field, and then I can join you on site. I look forward to working with you, Mr. Spence.
George shakes Michael's hand and pats his arm chummily, then stands back, waiting for him to leave.
Michael! Michael!
So, what's going on?
Don't ask.
Chantel glances over at Jellicoe as she collects some surgical supplies from a shelf. Malik joins her.
Don't listen to her. I think you look great.
It's okay. It used to worry me what she thought, but not anymore.
Oh, these places drive me crazy.
I can call someone if you like. Your mum or Dean to come and sit with you.
Mum's in Crete and Dean's away in business. I've been bumped for this 3 times already. We just figured it'd happen again.
We've got a new system. It's bump-proof, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Don't you ever get bored?
No. There's always something happening, like you turning up. Oh, it's just routine screening. We do it before every op.
Screening? For what?
Just to check
for disorders, infections, anemia, and we'll run a urine test too, just to make sure you're not pregnant.
I'm not.
Right. Are you sure? Because, you know, if you were... Angelica, when was your last period?
A few weeks, months, maybe. I don't know, they've always been all over the place.
OK, well, we'll get this done and then we can know for sure.
Susie, what can I do for you?
I'd like to be referred to Mr. Griffin.
Can I ask why?
I'm so sorry. I'm sure that you're very, very competent and you do have my full confidence. It's just that he's been treating me for the past 3 years and he knows my condition inside out. I'd just feel much happier if I could see him.
Well, I do understand, but unfortunately, that is not going to be possible today.
Well, why not? Whenever I've had a compliment.
George has come over.
Susie, this is George Binns. He is Holby's business manager.
A business manager? Whoa. So, it's not about the patients at all anymore, then?
On the contrary, Susie. I see my role as ensuring more effective and efficient patient care by matching resources to specialities to maximise treatment options.
Sorry, I can't quite get past the fact that I've got shirts older than you. What did you just say?
Better patient care is my primary concern.
Susie, I do understand that in the past you would have been referred directly to Mr. Griffin, but currently we are trialling a new system.
Trialing?
Whereby AAU deals with all cases in-house. Your transfusion is almost complete, so let's wait for the results of the blood count, confirm that the bleed has stopped, and with any luck, you'll be out of here by lunchtime. Okay?
This is fantastic.
She's opinionated. She's got views on her own treatment. Mike, we couldn't have picked a better test case. So excited.
Tara, yeah. I took the liberty of lending you a hand.
Discharge summaries. What part of I don't need your help did you not understand?
Come on.
Seriously, Ollie, how do you think this makes me look? To Miss Naylor or to Mr. Hope?
Tara.
Just back off, okay? What?
BP spiking.
Okay. All right, he's hypertensive. He needs an IV GTN infusion. Okay, Mr. Barbosa, do you have a family history of high blood pressure?
What?
Have you experienced an episode like this before?
No, nothing.
Johnny rigs up the IV drip and Jay's pain starts to ease.
All right, keep an eye on him and run a full top speed when you're ready.
Tara? Echo results.
Tara frowns as she studies the scan strip.
She's what?
Moody, missed periods.
Okay, I get the picture. So what, she never thought to take a test, save us the grief of bringing her in?
Seems like she's just not engaging with it.
All right, Sherlock, well, if she is, we're not doing the operating today. The list will be up the spout, Serena will be spitting venom. So let's just get it sorted, shall we?
Malik, I'm going to meet the kid in an hour. You'll have that questionnaire done, yes?
Malik nods.
You don't have to take it, you know?
Hey?
Being bossed around all the time.
Oh, Mr. Malik. No, he's really nice. Really supportive. He's helping me with my application form.
Oh, you haven't changed a bit.
So, with an increase in staff, better equipment, a second theater, the dream of becoming a regional center of excellence becomes a viable option.
Roughest guide to creating an empire. You okay?
No, and all of this sucking up is not helping my head.
Well, I've got something that might help.
Hand it over then.
Well, I can't give it to you here on the wall.
Sasha studies a clipboard.
Okay.
Then goes to find Michael.
Michael, I think you should take a look at these.
Not right now.
It's Susie Harbour's results. Hemoglobin level at 5, she's still bleeding.
All right, we're gonna have to get her in the theater.
Down here?
Yeah, will you let the anesthetist know and notify Ms. Harbord? Thank you. So?
No. I'm up to my eyes. And she's your patient. I think if anyone's gonna tell her, it should be you.
Michael takes the clipboard.
That's so busy. We have so much work to do.
Max and Eddie kiss hungrily by the encore room. They slip inside and Max closes the door behind them.
It's not like it'll get better just because you're on contract. If they don't appreciate you now...
Why didn't you tell her she might be pregnant?
Well, we've had a couple of false alarms before and I didn't want to. I miss the period. Dean gets excited, I take a test, and then when it...
Are you two okay?
Yeah, fine. It's just wedding nerves. You know, I've not been sleeping well, and it's like the closer it gets, the worse I look. Dean says it's stress stopping me. Well, I'm all right.
Well, shouldn't take long, and I'll get them back as soon as I can.
Okay, whatever.
An ultrasound image on her phone.
Susie.
Due in 6 weeks. It's my third grandchild.
Wow, three.
I haven't met the other two yet.
Why is that?
Well, my daughter lives in the US. Went looking for her father. Yep. Captain America.
Only child?
Yeah. Met a boy, got pregnant. Same old, same old. Except hers are stuck around. Oh, with all this nonsense and her being constantly pregnant, I haven't seen her in 4 years.
Susie, your test results have come back. The tumor has not stopped bleeding.
Little blighter.
I'm going to have to operate. The gastroscopy. You'll have had it before as exploratory. I'll go in, I'll locate the bleed, I'll inject it with adrenaline, stop it.
What about tomorrow?
Well, I'm afraid that means that the partial gastrectomy will have to be delayed.
No.
No, Susie, I understand.
No. You don't understand.
A printed sheet of paper.
That's one way. My last hurrah. It's the birth of my grandchild. Mr. Spence, I can't eat. I can barely drink. Without tomorrow's operation, I won't be able to fly.
With a bleed like this, if you refuse treatment, you are risking your health.
Oh, my health! I like that. Why can't you do it instead of Mr. Griffin? It's the tumor that's bleeding. You can take that away.
This is a complex and time-consuming procedure. AAU only has one theater. It's for emergency operations only. I can go in and stop the bleed. That's it.
On Darwin, Tara's studying Jay's echo results at the nurse's station. Johnny looks over her shoulder.
Okay.
There's something odd about Mr. Barbosa's echo. I'm not even sure why he's in here. It looks inoperable.
It looks like classic Naylor, handing an F1 the pre-ops of an apparently inoperable case. She's probably got a little stash of files somewhere. Missing links, volumes 1 to 8.
You think? It does sound like something Miss Naylor would do.
Now she's at Jack's desk in the consultant's office. She rifles through some paper files, then searches through the files on Jack's computer. Elliot comes in, ending a call, and goes straight to his desk. At first, he doesn't notice Tara behind Jack's high-backed leather chair.
Tara? Should you be in here?
There was a discrepancy with some test results, so I thought...
Right. Have you talked to Oliver about this?
Yes, but he was busy.
He said that?
Mm-hmm.
We need to get a move on. Let's talk about this later.
All clear then?
Yeah. Odd, though. All those symptoms.
Hormone imbalance, maybe. She needs to see her doctor.
Another new test we could run.
Look, I get it. She's an old mate, but to be a good nurse, you have to stay objective.
Do you know that?
Whatever's going on with her doesn't affect the op.
Yeah, I know, but the things she...
Chantel, tight schedule, business manager on the way. You've got more pressing stuff to do. So please, let's just get her sorted, and when she gets back home, she can book in to see her GP.
I suppose if there was going to be an exception, you could see how Susie Harvard would be it.
Ah, but you and I, Mike, we're seeing the bigger picture.
Hmm. It's a shame, though, to miss the birth of a grandchild.
Mm-hmm. But given that, statistically speaking, the percentage of female admissions of grandparenting age averages at 28.6, we'd potentially be looking at a whole bunch of exceptional grannies.
You're leaving?
Well, ward appraise Long Keller. Mike. I have a heart too. It's for the greater good. Pleasure working with you.
Max and Eddie reappear.
And if you could check on that scan?
Do you want to give me a break? I've been run off my feet all morning.
George stops by Susie's bedside.
Good luck with the operation.
Thanks. You think it's more cost-effective for him if I survive this or not?
She's barely older than me.
She still looks in better nick, though.
Better.
For the sake of one day.
Mr. Spence?
Yeah.
Do you have children?
Yes, I do. 3 girls and 1 boy. In the States.
Do anything, wouldn't you, to save them a moment's pain?
You know, Susie, flights go both ways.
No, she's 7.5 months pregnant. It's so hard on the phone. You must know what that's like. You know, there's always children screaming in the background, and she's always so wound up, or she's just plain exhausted. And I just haven't been able.
You haven't told her, have you?
Susie shakes her head. On Keller, Chantelle prints something off, then heads for the nurse's station.
Tills! So what were you talking about earlier with Dr... what's his name?
We were just talking about your symptoms. Nothing to worry about. Mr. Malik thinks you may have a hormone imbalance.
What does that mean?
You'll have to speak to your own doctor.
If it's some imbalance, does that mean they can do something about it?
I don't know.
Drugs or...
I have to speak to Mr. Malik.
No, I don't want to talk to him. I want to talk to you. I thought we were friends.
We are friends.
I just want to know what's happening to me. Whether there's something you can do about it.
I...
Just tell me what it is!
Jellica eyes her desperately.
I think it could be early menopause.
You cow. You evil, jealous little cow.
I know it sounds crazy, but I've been doing some research.
You can't bear it, can you? Stuck here day in, day out, yakking on about how fab it is, when actually all you are is some jumped-up skivvy mopping up other people's...
Hey, calm down. I'm sure whatever Chantelle said...
She said I've got the menopause. And what would you know? Too busy flirting with every man in here to be bothered with someone like me. You, I want to make a complaint against her.
Michael sits down at a computer.
Excuse me?
Are we taking Susie in or...?
Nope.
What then?
I need 10 mils of vitamin K and an FFP transfusion. We are going to help her keep that elective and make that flight.
Hang on. What about George?
Ah, well, Mr. Binns is gone, Sasha. What the eye doesn't see. Susie, change of plan. I'm going to start you on a clotting agent and a plasma transfusion to stem the bleed so that you can make tomorrow's operation on Keller.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to be absolutely clear that there's no guarantee that this is going to work. And I'm only doing this under the proviso that should your condition deteriorate at all, you will progress directly to theater, do not pass go. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Michael?
Yeah?
There's been an RTA. We have 5 casualties coming from the ED.
Moe's operating.
Mr. Fenger.
Tara.
Sorry to bother you, it's just I've been debating the best course of action for a patient.
Right.
Well, he's supposed to be a standard PFO, but his echo results have come back showing what looks like a inoperable right to left shunt.
So you want me to tell you what to do? Well, is he cyanotic?
No.
And you've run an angio?
Yes, and there are no blockages.
Have you checked whether the arterial blood is still oxygenated? So how do you do that?
Blood gas sample?
From the radial artery.
Great, that's what I thought.
You'll need supervising. If Professor Hope isn't available, ask Oliver, understood?
No worries, Rick. You go and deal with your, little problem, and I'll drop you a line RE rescheduling.
Repelled by his familiarity, Rick watches George go, then steps into his office, where Chantelle's waiting nervously.
A diagnosis? No consulting? No medical backup? Added to which, you saw fit to discuss a colleague's private life with a patient.
I never meant. I tried to tried to talk to Mr. Malik about Angelica, but he said not to worry.
But you knew better.
Mr. Griffin, will this affect my job application?
Let's take things one step at a time.
Chantelle turns back at the door.
I'm right, you know. She has all the symptoms. Missed periods, mood swings, hot flushes. I think she suspects it too. And if we let her leave without checking, she won't go to a GP, I'm sure of it. So I don't care about the job, and I'm not bothered about the black mark next to my name. Right now, she's our patient, and we have a duty to try and help.
Chantel, why don't you take a long lunch? Come back when you've cooled down.
Chantel flounces out, passing Malik, who comes into the consultant's office and places a form down on Rick's desk.
Malik, I think we should order those tests.
You're the boss.
Despite repeated attempts, George's security pass won't allow him access into AAU. He stands aside to allow a team through with a gurney.
Okay, Stuart Lacey, driver of the van. Put him in bed 8, please. I'll get Michael to assess him.
Thanks, Eddie.
Hello, George.
What?
Long time no see.
Hey, George, good to stay away.
Problem on Keller, so I thought I'd nip back and check out how my test case is. I thought she'd be under the knife by now.
Yeah, influx of critical cases, only one theater. Afraid that's just the way things are here.
All right.
Michael,
yes.
We need you, bed 8.
Yeah, Nurse McKee, Susie is due in theater next, right?
Oh, yeah, she's heading in now.
Okay, great. Ah, Max, you're just about to scrub in.
Well, actually, I was gonna...
Excellent. Sorry, bed
8.
George. Let's get her into the side room.
Okay.
What was that about?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, you know, George, I got the feeling that Sasha was just coming around to the non-referral schemes. Perhaps he would benefit if you talked him through some of the numbers.
Of course. Oh.
Great, I'd like that very much.
Great. Why don't you guys do that in my office?
Tara pulls the curtains round Jay's bed.
Okay, Mr. Barbosa. I need to test your oxygen levels. I'll insert a needle into your wrist and take a sample of your blood from your artery.
How long will it take?
About 5 minutes. I must warn you, it can hurt, so I can give you an injection to numb the pain if you like.
I'll live. Aren't I supposed to have some kind of chaperone? Protect my virtue.
It's pretty routine.
In AAU, Max answers a phone at the nurse's station.
Hey.
You are really getting the royal treatment, Susie.
Michael? Her BP's dropped slightly.
Yeah. How long before theater's ready?
A couple of hours at least.
What about the anesthetic room?
No, it's full. It's always Keller.
All right, give me 10 minutes.
Michael goes. Eddie puffs out her cheeks and lowers a blind on the door of Susie's side room. Jay watches Tara insert a needle in his wrist.
Okay, it's fine. Just relax.
What are you trying to do to me? Is everything all right?
Yes, thank you, Nurse McConey. Okay, I'm just going to try it one more time.
Ah!
Right. We'll try a different route.
US market opens in 10, Doc. I need to speed this up.
Okay. We'll go for the femoral artery in your thigh.
Yeah, as long as you're careful down there.
Yes, of course. Oh.
A spurt of blood.
Get off me!
What were you doing?
A blood gas sample.
From the femoral artery. Right, what size needle were you using? Right. Looks like there's a tear. Well, let's get into theatre.
What happened?
I need you to scrub in.
Professor Hope, I...
Take a break, Dr. Lowe. Okay? Let's go.
As Jay's bed is wheeled away, Tara's left looking helpless.
Hey, Rick. I need some help.
I'm kind of in the middle of something here, Michael.
Yeah, I got a patient I want you to take a look at.
A referral? We don't do referrals.
No, it's not a referral. Susie Harbord. Her BP's dropping.
Are you telling me that she's an emergency?
Well, not yet, but I don't want to wait till it is.
All right, look, I'll be done here in about half an hour. Bring her up then.
All right, great. Oh,
Binns is all over this, so let's keep it under the radar.
Obviously.
George spots Max coming out of AAU theatre.
Hey, Max!
Huh?
I thought you were operating.
Yep.
On Susie. So...
Yeah, you might want to check with Michael Spence on that. I think he's in there.
Max nodded towards Susie's side room. George Knox then walks in.
Nurse McKee.
Tara watches anxiously through a window as Elliot operates on Jay. Oliver's assisting.
Suction. Ask you to clamp, please.
I thought I told you to keep an eye out.
Fibroproning. And yet I find her alone and unsupervised, attempting a blood gas sample from the wrong artery with the wrong needle. Why did you refuse to help?
I don't know.
This will be a mark on your record, I'm afraid, Dr. Valentine. All right, can we page a perfusionist, please? Suction, please.
Ollie, I... Wait.
I get it. You want to do it all on your own.
Sasha's holding on the phone.
Oh, come on, Michael.
Sasha, how is she?
BP's still dropping.
All right, I've just spoken to Rick. He's ready for us in 10
Michael,
minutes.
Michael.
George, it seems Miss Harbord took a wrong turning.
Why was I led to believe she was in theatre?
It was a snap decision. Based on some last-minute drug tests, we opted to delay the surgery in favour of a less expensive and less invasive drugs option, which we...
How long has she been like this?
A couple of minutes. Sasha's been trying to call you.
Susie coughs up blood.
All right, Sasha. Okay. Let's get eight units cross-match, and let's draw some adrenaline for the scope.
We're gonna have to do this here.
Here? But,
shall I page the anaesthetist?
No time. What's the protocol? Shouldn't someone at least contact Mr. Hansen?
You got it.
All right, you listen to me. We are out of options and out of time. So you contact whoever you got to, but in the meantime, you either suck it up or you get out!
So you're saying you think she's right?
We'd just like to rule it out.
I was surprised to see her here, if I'm honest. We used to lay bets at college, see how long she'd last before she broke a nail and dropped out. She's kidding herself, though, right, about the job?
Chantelle's a great nurse, and she will get the job no matter what you do.
I don't think I like your tone.
And I don't care. Now, if you excuse me, I have a male nurse I need to flirt with.
Michael's using an endoscope.
Easy, take it easy, Susie. We're almost done. Keep her steady.
Where the hell is it? God damn it.
Yes, yeah.
Gotcha, you little. All right, so where's it all coming from?
Stay with this, Susie. You'll be okay.
BP's dropped again.
Oh, damn it.
Adrenaline? Got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
All right, just a minute.
Michael doesn't take his eyes off the endoscope image.
Yes, great. Excellent, that's done it. Good work, you guys. So...
Michael looks across at a nauseous George, who takes his leave.
Okay.
Nice one, Michael. It wasn't Dr. Valentine's fault. He never refused to help. I decided to go it alone.
Why? Okay. I think we should set up a meeting with Mr. Hansen.
No!
I understand your ambition, and I respect it, but Darwin is a difficult specialist ward, and clearly you are...
But I was scared.
Of what?
That you'd think I couldn't hack it.
You risked the health of a patient. You messed up, I'm sorry, but you put yourself under too much pressure. And unless...
Please. I know I should have asked for help, and I didn't. But I've learned so much from you and Ms. Naylor and Dr. Valentine. I don't want to go to another ward. I promise this will never, ever happen again.
We were forced to postpone Mr. Barbosa's PFO. And I understand it was you who ordered the tox report. Enough cocaine in his system to keep an 80s rock band very happy. I was reluctant to take the risk. Good work, Dr. Lowe. We'll agree to keep today to ourselves. Okay.
In the AAU toilets, Michael leans on a sink and rests his head on his forearms. A retching sound comes from a closed cubicle.
George? Is that you in there? I'm sorry about what happened back there. Things got a little heated and probably said a few things that I'm gonna inevitably regret.
George emerges, as white as a sheet.
You okay?
I have to write my report right now, but I'm just not used to seeing things like that back there. But what you did, it was a reminder of why we're all here, and it was incredible.
Michael nods slowly, slightly thrown by George's praise. George washes his hands, then turns to him.
We should talk. Join us in an hour or so, Hansen's office.
Yeah, sure, my pleasure.
He picks up his briefcase from the sink top and throws Michael a sickly smile before leaving. Tara approaches Jay contritely.
Back for more blood, are we?
Mr. Barbosa, owe you...
I grew up with girls like you. Daddy in the consulate, was he? Straight A's, perfect little life.
She puts some drug addiction advice leaflets on his trolley table and pushes them towards him.
Whatever it takes, eh, Dr. Lowe?
Cocaine. Before a heart operation.
Worst case, it's a bit of a headache. There's nothing to postpone.
You need help.
It's recreational. That's all.
You should ask for it. Before it's too late.
Jay looks away sulkily, and Tara leaves him.
John, have you seen Ollie?
He shakes his head, and they go their separate ways. Jay reaches for the leaflets Tara's left him. Brimming with confidence, Michael knocks on Hansen's door.
Come in. Ah, Mr. Spence, man of the hour. You appear, with today's heroic exploits, to have single-handedly impressed our new business manager more than the rest of the hospital put together. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Michael, we've been reviewing the figures for the past few weeks since the non-referral scheme was introduced. And I'm pleased to tell you that, based on AAU's performance, we've taken the decision to implement the scheme on a permanent basis from today.
Right.
Well, this is cutting-edge territory. There's only one other hospital in the country operates a system that's even vaguely similar.
But it's quite clearly the way of the future.
Okay, great. So, in terms of extra resources...
That's just the thing. You don't need them. What you guys achieved today was...
Wait a minute. You were there. Now, you saw what happened.
But you pulled it off.
You signing off on this?
Keller's cost effectiveness has risen by 15%, Mr. Spence. I would be failing in my job if I were to ignore that fact.
Hey, you guys, come on. This damn scheme doesn't work. Now, you saw how close I came to losing a patient in there.
Perhaps it would be better not to dwell too heavily on what happened today. Maybe it wasn't the non-referral scheme that was at fault. In fact, if you'd adhered to it, who knows how much simpler things could have been.
Infuriated, Michael gets to his feet and walks out. Rick sees him coming down some stairs.
Michael, what happened with the emergency?
Forget about it. It's sorted out.
As Rick heads to some vending machines, something distracts him. He's seen Chantel standing dejectedly outside, holding a chocolate bar and a large envelope.
Got a glass of carbs down here?
I have to kick the machine to get it out. Thought it might help.
Chantel.
He gestures for her to speak.
I should never have spoke to you like I did. I should never have said anything to Angelica, and if I'm honest, don't think I'm cut out to be a nurse on Keller.
You're not proposing to leave us to the mercies of a stranger. We ran some tests on your friend. Seems it is you who's owed an apology.
He smiles at her warmly and leaves her contemplating the envelope. Susie is staring at her phone.
She'll be angry. She'll think I don't care enough. I'm avoiding coming.
Sorry.
Oh, don't be. You did everything that you could. I do appreciate that. Maybe after the birth, I could pay for them all to come over here. Visit their granny. You'd believe anything, won't you, if you want it enough?
Michael leaves her to make her call.
Hello, love. How are you feeling? It's me.
Guys, I have a moment of your time. I've just gotten word that AAU will receive no additional funding.
Oliver opens his locker to find a paper plane dangling on a thread inside. Written across the wings is the word, sorry.
Not bad for a girl, eh?
Spoke to Elliot, thanks. How'd it go in the end? I'm amazed you survived it at all.
Yeah, well, I think I might just tell her that the dog ate it. I've got an idea. Come on.
Oliver closes the locker door.
I spent hours online looking up the symptoms, trying new sites that might say something different. I just couldn't.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Chantelle, can I have a word, please?
Excuse me, sorry. The complaint I made earlier, is it too late to take it back?
No. It's fine.
Rick takes Chantelle aside.
Malik and I have been talking, and we're agreed that retaining our best nurse should be our priority this week. So we were thinking maybe some informal interview coaching.
Oh, Mr. Griffin, I'd love that.
All right, well, my office whenever you're ready.
Oh.
Maybe tomorrow.
Rick realizes Chantelle's concerned for her friend.
They really rate you. Your colleagues.
I could still call Dean. I'm sure he'd come back.
That's all he ever talks about. When we have kids.
There's still a chance you could conceive, you know. And if not, there are other options.
You're not a bad nurse, you know.
Oh, thanks. That's what we're here for.
Chantelle grins to herself as she walks away, buoyed by her friend's faint praise. Tara's expertly fashioning a paper plane from a sheet of Jack's to-do list. Oliver's already made his own and is practicing his launch action, flexing his arm like a darts player.
Okay. Great!
They're on a rooftop.
Hey!
How's that sheep very? How'd you get so good at this?
I locked myself in a room till I perfected it. I was 5.
Figures? You sure you're okay with this?
Yeah, I made a copy out of it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
On your marks.
Get set.
Go!
They launch their planes off the roof.
Michael! We met the new Wonder Boy then.
How long have you known?
Known what?
I don't give me that. But the non-referral scheme is going to be permanent.
What?
Or did you plan it from day one?
Michael, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
You know, I've been there before, Serena. Business first, always an eye on the profits. Trust me. There's only one way this is going to end.
Michael gets in his car and starts the engine. Two paper planes land almost simultaneously on his windscreen and slide down the glass.